This is a clarion call. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. It's time for all people to awaken from their slumber. This is a time to see clearly the signs of the times.
Reimagining our faith. Today we are reimagining everything in life. This new age of letting go of the old and bringing in the new has everyone scrutinizing every part of their lives. This is the 21st century, and with cyberspace moving at quantum speeds and 5G phones, our lives are moving very quickly, quicker than we can even think. So, it is time to renew our thinking as we gain more and more knowledge. When the first encyclopedia was published in 1768, we thought, wow, what great knowledge to have at our fingertips. But today, we cannot even fathom the knowledge that we can find on the web, and so quickly. The book of Daniel speaks to this very thing in Daniel 12, 1 through 4. Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake. These to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. And those who have insight will shine like the glow of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteous like the stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will roam about, and knowledge will increase. So this is the time of increased knowledge. This is the time for the book to be unsealed. This is the time for that which was spoken in secret to be revealed. Luke 12, 2 and 3 says, "But there is nothing so carefully concealed that it will not be revealed, not so hidden that it will not be made known. For that reason, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops." Revelation 22, 10 through 12 also tells us this. "Then he told me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done.'" So this is the time that secrets will be revealed and books will be opened. This is the time that people are questioning their faith. Years ago, there was a group of people who went through the New Testament, and they decided which were the words of the Messiah and which were not. It was like they were putting words in his mouth, and nothing was based on the Jewishness of the Messiah. These people did not even know what they were doing, yet people believed them. Today, we are rethinking our faith. We are determining what we want to believe and what we want to discredit, also on a lack of knowledge. Yes, it is good to examine the scriptures, but you have to examine them based on truth. Yes, the books have been opened, and knowledge has come forth. What was once a secret is now revealed. We have done a podcast series called The Sins of Our Forefathers. This is church history based on truth. And what we revealed was that our forefathers changed not only the scriptures, but they created a false narrative, their so-called theology, which consisted of many pagan ideas, did not line up with the scriptures or the Jewishness of the Messiah, so they changed the words and meanings to fit their theology instead of having their theology line up with the scriptures. We recommend that you listen to this 13-part series. Instead of people falling away from their faith, they need to fall away from false teachings. We must return to our Jewish roots. Yeshua, the Messiah, taught with his Jewishness in mind. He taught using the words and meanings that were relevant to his followers who were Jewish. We, the Gentile believers, came about later, and as Paul tells us, that we have been grafted into Israel, as Romans 11:17-19 says. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them, and became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Think about that, and not about walking away from your salvation. If you want to reimagine anything, reimagine walking in the true light of the Messiah. Hebrews 6:4-6 says this, "For it is impossible, in the case of those who have once been enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God, and put him to open shame." Instead of deconstruction of your faith, rebuild your faith, as Jude 20-25 tells us. "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking forward to the mercy of our Lord Messiah Yeshua to eternal life, and have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Messiah Yeshua our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time and now, and forever. Amen."